Hare Krishna. Question from Rambhadra Priya Prabhu. In the second canto, when there is a question by Narad Muni about the identity of the Supreme Person, and Brahma responds, and while responding, Mahi talks about various incarnations. And there is a list of incarnations which comes in the first canto also. So there is a particular sequence that is emphasized in the first canto. How is the list of incarnations in the first canto and the second canto related? And how is the description of the pastime of the description of various incarnations related to the question of Narad Muni? And prior to that, there is a question by Parikshit Maharaj also. There is a question by Shanakadi Rishi also in the beginning. So how is the basically the flow and the interrelation between these sections? Answer: there are different sections of the Bhagavatam which serve different purposes. Now, if you see from the overall composition of the Bhagavatam point of view, although it has 12 cantos, more than one third of the Bhagavatam is the 10th canto. And the 10th canto, as well as the 11th canto, a large part of the 11th canto, they focus on Krishna. So overall, the Bhagavatam's focus is on establishing the speciality, the primacy of Krishna as the most intimate manifestation of Godhead. And the whole Bhagavatam is flowing in that direction. So, in the first canto also, if we see, first, right in the question of Shukadeva Goswami itself, of the Swanakadi Rishi itself, there is a, what pastime did Krishna and Balaram when they came, they performed? So, there is special emphasis in Krishna and Balaram. One reason for that is, of course, historical. Krishna and Balaram had just been there on the planet. But still, along with that also, there is a special emphasis on that question. So, if we see the purpose of the list of incarnations in the first canto, third chapter, is all driving towards the list of Krishna's to Bhagavan. That verse is the thrust. Because after giving the full list, now, while giving a list in a chronological seeming sequence, then Krishna seems to be just one of the names. But after that, in the summary, Ete Chamshakala Krishna, Krishna's to Bhagavan. Among Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan, that is mentioned over there. So, the whole point of the Bhagavatam over there is to establish Krishna's special position. And as far as the chronology is concerned, the Bhagavatam is not, although it gives a specific timings about overall time scales, cosmic scales, who lives for how much time, who lives for how much time, but the Bhagavatam itself does not stick to a strict chronology. So when it talks about this is the first, this is the second, it is roughly, but not necessarily precisely, in terms of the way which incarnation manifests as the universe itself unfolds, as various activities happen in the universe, which incarnation comes over there. So there is a rough correlation, but there is not a precise chronological correspondence necessarily. Now, if you look at the second canto, in one sense, the question that Parikshit Maharaj asks at the end of the first canto and start of the second canto is at the end of the canto, what is the duty of a person about to die? What is the duty of a person in general? So now, Shukadeva Goswami answers that within just a couple of chapters. And he says, therefore, you should always hear about Hari. And the commentators say, some of the commentators say at that time, that it is like almost Shukadeva Goswami is ready to leave at that time. But then, Parikshit Maharaj asks further questions. And one of the questions he asks is, at that time, how does the Supreme Lord interact with this world? Now, he is transcendental, he is beyond this world. How does he interact with the world? And in answer to that question, Shukadeva Goswami quotes another conversation. And that is a conversation between Brahma and Narada Muni. And now that question, the correlation is not immediately apparent. The correlation is that Narada Muni has a misunderstanding about the position of the Lord. That means, Narada Muni says that it seems as if you are yourself controlling the world. You have created the world, and just as a person can know a walnut seed in one's hand, you know the whole world. So Krishna has made the world in such a way that at one level it can seem to be independent. Om Purnamadha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate. So in one sense the world is a complete system in itself. So this question So, although externally speaking, the question is not exactly the same. The question which Parikshit Maharaj asked Sukadeva Goswami is, how does the Lord interact with the world? Whereas Parikshit Narayana's question is, who is the Supreme? Are you the Supreme or is someone else the Supreme? So, but the point is, in answer to that, Brahmaji says, oh, actually, I am simply like watering the seed that I have. I am simply a gardener who is watering and growing the seed that has already been provided. Rochitam rochayam meham. So, there is the seed to the answer of Parikshit Maharaj's question. That actually, that Brahma is the secondary creator, Krishna is the primary creator. And that's why some acharyas, while talking about the second canto, they give the title Creating the Creator. So, the second canto describes how the creator himself was created. So, through that conversation and the misconception that initiates the conversation between Narada and Brahmani, the question answer is pointed out. That just as a person who gives the seed, that person is not directly gardening. But without that person, the garden would not appear. So, like that, the Lord is the underlying foundation for all of existence. Natadasti vinayatsya maya bhutam characha yachapi sarubhutana bijam tadaham arjuna. Bijam tadaham. Krishna also said the same thing in Bhagavad Gita. I am the seed of all existence, and without me, nothing could have existed. Now, Krishna's interaction with the world is in two ways. One is through the systems he sets up. So, for example, the way the creation is going to unfold. But there is a system which involves the unfolding of natural material elements. If you look in the overall Bhagavatam, there are two kinds of creation that are described. Two sequences of creation. One is the creation of the prakritic elements. From this element this evolves, from this element this evolves, from this element this evolves. And the second is the creation of the living beings. So now these two are fundamental components within existence. And Krishna, now at one level the way Krishna interacts is by setting up these systems. So he sets up the systems, and that is what we could call as the immanent aspect of God. God is present within nature as the systems he has set in nature by which he acts through nature. So that is one way of interaction. But another important way of interaction is his descent as the avatars. So the list of the avatars that are described are to talk about a more dramatic way in which the Lord interacts with the world. Because when the Lord interacts through the systems within material nature, his role is not very easily seen. But when he descends to the world and when he performs extraordinary pastimes, which no one else can do, then that he is God and that he is the controller of material nature becomes clearly apparent. And in one sense, the lists that are given in the second canto, the description of various incarnations is there. There the thrust is more on, if you look at the way the incarnations are described, is how each incarnation performs something very extraordinary, something superhuman. Somebody lifted up, one incarnation lifted up the earth, one incarnation did something else, so like that. The point is, the Lord's interaction with the world in extraordinary ways is described in that list of avatars. So, the question of Parikshit Maharaj about how the Lord interacts is answered through both the conversation of Brahma and Narada, in which the Lord's acting through the systems of material nature is talked about, and then through the list of incarnations, in which he's acting by intervening within the system of material nature as the descends and the avatara that is talked about. So that's how these sections are correlated. Thank you. Hare Krishna.